Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
This week, we discuss World AIDS Day in the virtual world, Second Life. World AIDS Day, December 1st, is less than a month away. One of our many World AIDS Day activities will be our participation in a Second Life 2008 World AIDS Day event. As we mentioned in a previous post about Second Life, virtual worlds can be an effective way to reach people with HIV resources and information. Thanks to a generous grant from the National Library of Medicine, the Alliance Library System, which also developed Health Info Island, will open a brand new Second Life Island on World AIDS Day. That island will be dedicated to HIV/AIDS education, outreach, and support. In preparation for the Second Life event, we sat down, in Second Life, of course, with two of the event's organizers, Rick and Flo, Rick Davis in the real world, and Janiyah Moran, Jenna Ball in real life. Rick and Jenna are both doing HIV work in Second Life and told us a bit about their experiences. Rick said, "What surprised me most about Second Life is how close it is to real life. You have jobs, a commerce system, hospitals, grocery stores, architects, schools, etc." He also told us that, unfortunately, real-life stigma around HIV translates into stigma in Second Life. When Rick added his HIV status to his Second Life profile and received negative comments from other Second Life members, he realized that people in virtual worlds need education and support just like in real life. That's when he decided to start an HIV/AIDS support group in Second Life. The group meets monthly and has over 60 members, 10 of whom meet regularly. Rick said, "The most exciting thing is having a presence so that people can ask questions about HIV and feel comfortable talking about it when they would never be able to do that in real life." He also told us, "Second Life gives people living with HIV and AIDS who have physical limitations an opportunity to feel that they are part of a community and a support network." As founder of the HIV/AIDS support group, Rick was invited to speak at last year's Second Life World AIDS Day event. This year, he volunteered to coordinate Second Life's events, which include a World AIDS Day musical festival on November 30th. On December 1st, there will be a day-long event, including these activities. Pathfinder Linden will present on the importance of virtual reality in promoting health education, outreach, community support, and global activism. Miguel Gomez and Michelle Samplin Salgado from the AIDS.gov team will present on using new media in response to HIV/AIDS and on the new CDC HIV incidence data. There will be tours of Karuna, the new island in Second Life, dedicated to HIV education and outreach. Jenna will offer writing workshops where people can come and tell their stories about HIV. Second Life will offer special displays and information about HIV, including virtual AIDS ribbons and t-shirts. There will be virtual dance and live performances. Rick told us Second Life has some amazing singers and musicians who perform live through streaming technology. The day's events will conclude with a candle lighting ceremony. According to Jenna, the World AIDS Day events in Second Life are an opportunity to help those who are dealing with HIV find an international community of support and resources. She continued, "Because Second Life is three-dimensional and global, it allows for meaningful interpersonal interactions in real time that simply aren't available in chat rooms or other venues. Interactions that are desperately needed when someone is dealing with HIV." We encourage you to learn more about Second Life and join AIDS.gov there for World AIDS Day by visiting the events website. You can find a media kit, the agenda, speakers, and more. In addition to the many virtual and real-world events planned for World AIDS Day, at AIDS.gov, we're planning several other new media activities, such as the Facing AIDS campaign. Our next three blog posts will highlight these activities and include information on how you can get involved. Stay tuned for next week's post on our Bloggers Unite for World AIDS Day event. In the meantime, let us know if you're in Second Life. We'd love to connect with you. To access links mentioned in this blog, please visit blog.aids.gov. Again, that's blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.